WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As over 9 million record buyers know, no one in Hootie and the Blowfish is named Hootie. The band's major label debut, Cracked Rear View, was the biggest rock success story of the past year and was followed by the year's biggest backlash, as many criticized the group's music as bland. Now Hootie and the Blowfish are back with a new release called Fairweather Johnson. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The signature pop music sound of the moment is one of artful anguish, of romantic agony. You can hear it in the angry squawk of Alanis Morissette and in the pained bleat of Darius Rucker, lead singer for Hootie and the Blowfish. Between them, Alanis and Hootie are at once the most popular and the most disliked acts in rock. That's because the very quality that makes them popular, the inescapable catchiness of their songs, the sincerity of their voices, also makes them the object of hipper-than-thou derision. I think a lot of the hostility has less to do with the music than with its sheer pervasiveness. I praised Alanis Morissette's album here last year when it first came out, but after hearing its slew of angry hit singles for the 700th time on the radio, I was sick of Morissette's skill. The same became true of Hootie's low-key charm. But I think this sort of reaction ought to be resisted, and right now, its new tunes are still fresh in my ears, and Hootie and the Blowfish's Fairweather Johnson sounds very nice to me. One of the curious things about Darius Rucker's voice is its narcotic effect. I don't mean that it puts you to sleep so much as its reedy croon lulls you into not noticing the words he actually pronounces quite clearly. One result of this is that many people miss just how dark and despairing the lyrics of this former frat boy party band really are. Fairweather Johnson is filled with song after song about betraying lovers, about living a solitary, lonely life. The guitars may offer strumming comfort, the melodies may have a reassuring smoothness, but throughout, Darius Rucker prevails upon us to let him moan and groan in a mannerly way, even when he says, as he does in the chorus of this song, "Let me scream, let me scream, let me scream."
Yeah.
Arriving in the literal wake of the best alternative rock band, Nirvana, Hootie and the Blowfish offered its own alternative. Pain articulated calmly, carefully, precisely. I don't think Hootie and the Blowfish are the bland enemies of revolution its detractors claim the group is. Well-crafted, pretty self-pity will always have its place in what remains of the adolescent wing of rock and roll. And in that area, Hootie and the Blowfish serve a huge constituency well.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Fairweather Johnson by Hootie and the Blowfish.